Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's where you can find our show and the newsletter, which, by the way, is brand new. It's the same newsletter, but it has a whole new look, a whole new delivery method. You just need to subscribe if you haven't already. If you're already subscribed, you got the new one this weekend, then I hope you liked it. Let us know what you think. We are excited about be excited to receive any comments that you have. And if you haven't, check it out. Subscribe there. It's free and no cost at all. And it's easy to do right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, check out our blog while you're there. And don't forget all of our archives. Of course, you can print out any of the articles. You can download now all of our archives. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers right now, instantaneously. So check those out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Bill Morin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. William J. Morin, he and Janice Elig are the co-authors of Driving the Career Highway, 20 Roadsides You Can't Afford to Miss. Bill is the founder of WJM Associates, which he's a recognized leader in the field of executive and organizational development, and he's here to talk to us about our own career highways. Bill, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Bill, what I was talking to the audience about a minute ago, as you know, we got people listening to the show who are small business owners. We have people who want to be a small business owner. They think they want to be a small business owner. At least they think they do. Mm-hmm. And what I was pointing out is that part of my job is to help them understand, is to help small business owners who are in business, but also from time to time to help those who haven't become a business owner yet to understand that it's not for everybody. Maybe your best option is to be an entrepreneurial employee and take the risks with other people's capital. What do you think about that, Bill?
Absolutely. You are on target. Most of us, frankly, are not cut out to work in an entrepreneurial setting on our own. I mean, you think about being alone, being that creative one that builds that product all together, all that we dream of. We think about our own coffee shop. We think about our own auto shop. We think about our own flower shop. We think about a lot of things, being an artist, being something. But when we really get down to it, most of us are not prepared to work alone, to be the sole proprietor, so to speak. However, entrepreneurialism is a requirement. So many, many companies, they want people thinking outside the box. They want people
in the 21st century, it's essential, isn't it?
It is. And they reward you, and you can have some fun using other people's capital. The two major reasons why people don't make it on their own, usually, other than the psychology of being alone and so forth, is they don't have enough time to really dedicate to it or focus, and the idea is also financial support. Can they have enough money to make that extra step and to really put the ball across the goal line? Most of us underestimate both the time it takes and focus it takes and the money it takes. But on the other hand, it is the rage today. We all want to do it. We do really dream about it, and you can do it. It can get done.
Well, you know, one of the things that I pointed out earlier, is just before you got here, Bill, is that I believe it is possible to determine if you're cut out for being a business owner,
right?
At least to some degree. I think some people are going to have to try, and maybe they make it, maybe they don't. They'll have to just give it a shot. And to be honest with you, Bill, I was probably one of those guys. Mm-hmm. I was probably so hard-headed that I had to give it a shot, you know. But I think there's some people that the signs are so evident. They're so risk-averse. They're so unable to make a decision all by themselves, or go with what they have, even if it's not perfect, or to be, you know, to have everything they own hanging out in the balance. If you can't deal with that, you probably aren't. I mean, that's probably a pretty quick sign that you're not a good candidate to be a business owner.
Our first sign is stop, the stop sign. Because so many people are sitting around and, you know, we complain about our jobs, but we don't do anything about it. We complain about our careers, and we don't do anything about it. You're absolutely right. You should give yourself chances to do the things you think you want to do. And starting at your own place of work, where you are now, stop, gather up data, do some research, figure out, are you really tied in with the value systems of your company? That may sound silly, but are you going where they want to go? Or like me, and maybe like you, I was never good at the political side.
That's one of the things that I did not like about. I was a good employee of major corporations for 23 years. I was never good at politics.
I just couldn't say to the person, "Well, that hair looks really nice," you know, when they didn't look it. And I should have been able to do it. It wasn't something of a big deal. But we got to figure out if we fit the mold, and if we don't, then let's go try something different. In the book, we talk a lot about. Right off the bat, stop, gather up yourself, look around, evaluate, then exit. When you look at it safely, and by the way, why not work on it? A lot of people say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to even go that far. Well, that's ridiculous because we should be working on those next steps, the dreams that we have. We really advocate in the book. We got charts, materials, questions to ask people, and we think coming out with little scores will help people make decisions in the right way, right decisions.
Bill, that I think that your book is going to be handy for a lot of people, especially those who need a little bit of extra help.
Yep.
Determining if they, I think it's pretty easy if somebody says, I'm an employee, I want to be an employee somewhere else. Now,
yep,
I'm not saying
true.
It's easy finding the place you want to go to and finding the best opportunity
right.
and making the decision to break away. That's not easy, but it's not hard to say, I'm an employee here, I want to be an employee somewhere else. But if you decide, but see, that means you're a fowl and you want to be another kind of fowl.
Exactly.
But when you become a business owner, that's like changing a fowl into a fish, and that's a whole different subject, isn't it?
Give you statistics today, a statistic or multiple statistics coming out of the Labor Department. They said that if somebody coming out of college today, this is hard for me to accept, will not only change jobs 14, 15 times in their lives. When I was looking, and I'm early 60s, and it would be, two or three times in my life, jobs.
Yeah.
They're going to change careers three times.
Right.
This is certainly supporting what we're talking about now, that people mm-hmm. will really go from what are they doing for the XYZ company as an accountant and try opening up that small business, and we'll need to make that bridge.
When you and I hit the marketplace a few decades ago, Bill,
yep.
If you've been in the market 10 years and you're on your resume, you'd had three different jobs.
Yes.
You probably were seen as a transient or something.
Absolutely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. William Morin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-author of Driving the Career Highway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Searching for something to say.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. My pleasure, as always. We got William Morin, ladies and gentlemen. William J. Morin is the co-author, along with Janice Reels-Elig, of the outstanding book Driving the Career Highway, 20 Road Signs You Can't Afford to Miss. And, Bill, I like the way you've laid your book out along the lines of these signs. Folks, Bill mentioned a minute ago the stop sign, the exit sign. He also has other signs, a sharp curve, slippery when wet, falling rocks, on and on. So every one of these signs, folks, have a different message for you about your career and the development of your career. Bill, tell us where the book's available, please.
Book's available in any bookstore that's out there right now. It's totally distributed. Of course, on Amazon you can pick it up, but you could Barnes & Noble and Borders and et cetera, et cetera. You can pick them up anywhere. They're
and
all.
Your local small business bookstore, if they don't
yep.
have it, they'll get it for you.
They can order it for you so easily.
Driving the Career Highway. It's a beautiful book. It's a lot of good stuff inside. Bill, let's talk about some of these other signs.
Sure.
What is, you know, the exit sign? That's where, that's the real tough one for people who are thinking about leaving employment to become an entrepreneur. Yep. When do I know when to exit?
You know, I think we could say it's a spiritual moment. It's something of a hunch. It's something of then it runs into some facts. I have the finances. I have the marketing plan. I have a business. Let me slow this down. A business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a business plan is a technical document where you really lay out your what you're going to say about the product or the service, how I'm going to market or sell that product or service, what are my returns, my estimates of money and cost and so forth, all laid out. And you take that, if you say, well, I don't know, do I have them? Well, you take it to a bank, and the banker will tell you if it's a reasonable business plan. And you, of course, you can get a financial advisor, your personal lawyer, but get someone else's point of view on it. Don't be light on yourself here. Don't say, well, I just think I'll open up this sole sandwich shop down the street.
And this is not this is not a time for your mother to say, oh, honey, you can be anything
right.
you want to be.
That's right. You know, so many of us get self-deluded here. And I sound discouraging. And, in fact, the business plan, it's not so much the importance of the plan. It's the doing of the plan.
If you can't,
so many things.
If you can't have a healthy dose of tough love,
yep.
as you're developing your business plan, your new venture, or even if you're in business, your next venture, your expansion or whatever, if you don't have a healthy dose of tough love, if somebody in your community, somebody in your who's touching you in some way, whose advice you seek, if some of your advisors aren't giving you some tough love, then you haven't met the right person.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't have the answers for the tough love, you got to stop and reconsider here. And
mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there will be naysayers, but reward them and don't just walk away and say they're wrong. You're saying it mm-hmm. quite well. It's a process. The process is very important because you're getting ready to go out there. I can't tell you how many people we've advised at this juncture. They come to us from a corporation. Corporations are asking us to assist them in transition to a new position, maybe in retirement, all kinds of things. Help them see what the future holds and help them get prepared for it.
What about, you know, this next sign that I like a lot, you call it sharp curves ahead. This is all about reinventing yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, knowing that they're going to be there, and all of a sudden there's a twist and a turn, and you have to adjust. And everybody does. Every business does. Somehow we think we'll get on the trail, we'll get on the highway, our car's running great, and there won't be any curves for us. It's always for the other people. But these curves come to us, and you need to recognize them as far in advance as you can. And we have little tests like, you know, people don't pay as quickly as you thought they were going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
A curve. A lot of those big companies take so long to pay. It's 90 days. I thought I was getting paid in 30 days.
They got plenty of money. Why don't they pay me?
Right. And that's a curve coming up. We talked about potholes and stuff like that.
Another curve is when the customer you were sure was going to close on Friday says, I got to put this off for a month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we talk about those kind of experiences. We also talk about, you know, some of your people don't work out the way you thought mm-hmm. they were going to work. You bring your first person on or 10 people on, and all of a sudden you got a real human resources challenge. And those are curves that just are going to occur no matter what, and you just have to roll with them and figure out how to do it.
This, folks, if you are thinking about becoming a business owner, then, you know, this would be Bill's book, Driving the Career Highway, probably would be a darn good one for you to read through. And what it will do is it will introduce you to some of these curves, the sharp curves that we've been talking about, and help you decide if you want to make the, you know, you want to do the exit thing and change yourself from one type of entity, an employee, into another type of entity. Bill, I got about 40 seconds. Last thoughts.
Right. Well, I think the book is geared to someone that you're speaking about, midlife, coming up, wanting some changes, wanting to do something differently in their lives, wanting to have a different footprint. The book really helps you get prepared for it. It's like a briefcase. The book is a briefcase, a workbook. If you work your way through it, you're going to feel a lot better about some decisions you're going to make.
And your own website, give it to us again, please.
Yeah, website, B. Morin, M-O-R-I-N, at...
That's your email. Yeah, give us your website.
Website. It's just WJM Associates, WJMASSOC.com.
Okay. WJMASSOC.com.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. And the book is called Driving the Career Highway, available wherever books are sold. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Chuck Martin right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.